Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
The Miner. That's you. Not in age, but in years. You know how to find and mine the treasure in the hearts of men. You dig their hearts with the spade of questions, finding their treasuries like golden seams, naturally. You impart confidence. This alone extricates the golden nuggets hidden in their vault. You don't stop there. You define the treasure using different spades. Questions which flush out the diamonds and gold which shine and change lives. Here's the reflection. This poem is a prophetic word I wrote for a person who is a coach. I feel to include this in this site because the word is for those who have a gift of aligning people to their abilities. You will know who you are, and this will resonate with you. Not everyone has the ability or the anointing to impart confidence in people's lives or draw out the treasure within them except when God anoints you. I say this because when God blesses you with a word of knowledge accompanied with his wisdom, then you are anointed to speak and affirm the person God has chosen you to speak with. Every one of us is gifted in some way, and usually we are our own worst enemy at the same time. Our internal saboteurs come out of hiding and plague the creative ideas with negativity, and thus poison the idea from ever being developed. Here's a picture for you. Imagine putting together a 10,000-piece puzzle, and when you get to the end, one piece is missing, and it happens to be the critical part of the picture. Now put yourself into that piece, and see yourself as that piece. Are you the missing piece in a team because you have something to contribute to another person, but you don't value what you have to say? Please don't hold back with your contributions because your piece matters, as shown in the puzzle. Often, the missing ingredient when these encounters arise is God's wisdom and timing to share what you have. The more you engage with this and do it, you become fluent and more experienced, and it flows out of you. An experienced miner knows how to find the treasure and then how to encouragingly extract it. You are one who has a gift to mine the treasure within people, and this will really kickstart a person's motivation to investigate their own treasury. I really love how God said, "You use the spade of questions to do the mining." Isn't God so awesome? Here's some questions. 1. If this resonates with you, how do you implement this gift with people you do not know? Question 2. The wisdom of sharing the insight you have with people you don't know is much easier than you may think. The clue is in the poem. Did you see it? Question 3. This statement may sound strange to you. Remember your future. Does it? And if so, here's a clue. Are you looking through your promises for your future? Here's a scripture. Colossians 4:17 in the New King James Version says this, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. I now release a blessing over you to put this into practice. God bless you."
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.